Jesus. Thank you, Father. We exalt you. We reference you. We honor you. The light shines and darkness could not comprehend it. Thank you, the God of all light. We bless you, Yahweh. We glorify you. By the power of the light of Christ that darkness could not comprehend, we declare that every form of shadow of darkness, every form of darkness, traits of darkness in this vicinity, in this environment, that has covered the life of your people today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command them to be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We set this place ablaze by your fire of your presence. Lord Jesus, we establish your throne. We establish your lordship in this gathering. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. We are handling. Do not sit down yet. You are going to sit, but give me a few minutes. You still are going to pray. You are going to pray. You are going to pray. The scripture says in the book of 2 Chronicles, that should be 2 Chronicles. And in that 2 Chronicles, the Bible says something about a king. And that king was a king that prospered. Bible had a testimony about his life. And that is King Uzziah. He prospered. And Bible links something with his prosperity. Bible says, in the days of that Uzziah prospered in the days of Zechariah, who had vision of the Lord. And a message came to my spirit that the only way that you can prosper in this life is when you are connected with the vision of the Lord. You have understanding with the vision of the Lord. We've been talking about establishment and settlement. Somewhere along the line, it's some of us, until we have understanding of the vision, before we can be profited in this vision, that the revelation that the Lord gives to us. So somewhere along the line, some of us will just be looking at what is it that they are saying. What is it? But this morning, we are starting from that place, that the Lord of heaven, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we grant unto you understanding of the vision, understanding of the vision for your life this year, that you will prosper therein. If, no matter what people say, no matter the prayer point you raise, and if you do not, the Lord gives you a revelation, and you do not have understanding of that, you will see that you will not be able to fit into it. Your spirit will not be able to cleave. And once your spirit does not cleave, there will not be a performance. And so, today you are praying, your spirit must cleave to the word of God. Your spirit must cleave to the vision, direction, to the message of the Lord for the year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you all pray with me? Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cry for understanding. I cry for understanding. I cry for understanding. Into my spirit, man. Oh Lord, for all your visions and plans for my life in this year 2020. In the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, give me understanding. Holy Spirit, give me understanding. Holy Spirit, give me understanding of your vision for my life. Give me understanding of your vision for my life. Give me understanding for the purpose of my life this year. Give me understanding for the vision you have given for us. Give me understanding. Let my spirit cleave. Let my spirit cleave. Let my spirit cleave. To your purpose, let my spirit cleave to your counsel. Let my spirit cleave to your direction. Let my spirit cleave to the world in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, that our spirit will cleave. Our spirit will cleave. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. It takes grace to gain entrance or gain insight to secret issues. Somewhere along the line, it is a man that has understanding of issues. That when you talk to him, he will see. Eh? But once a man does not have understanding, talk to him till tomorrow. And you will just be wondering, what is happening? Look at this man. This man is not seeing things. You are going to cry unto the Lord again. The enemy has, you know, the way the enemy cheats people is to blindfold, is to make you deaf, is to make you blind to your help, to your favor, to your blessing, to your miracle, to what God wants to do for your life. He will cover your face. But this year, you are escaping from that plan of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are escaping the plan of the enemy to blindfold, to make you to be blind concerning what God prepared for your life, concerning what the Lord prepared for your future, concerning your breakthrough, concerning your advancement. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord of heaven will rescue you out. We'd like to pray unto the Lord. I shall not be blind this year. I shall not be blind. My ears will not be dumb. My ear will not be dumb. My ear will not be dumb to counsel of God. My eyes will not be blind. I receive insight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord of heaven. Yes, Lord, I gain entrance to the secrets of my vision. I gain entrance to the secret of glory, to the secret of blessing. I gain entrance to the secret of prosperity and joy in the year. I gain entrance in the name of Jesus. I assess them in the name of the Lord Jesus. By the name of the Lord Jesus, and my eyes shall be opened. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. The top prayer before we sit. We don't pray. You know what? God plans to do so much for us this year. But one thing, again, is that your heart will not be lifted up to destruction. And that is you will not work against. You will not work against yourself. You will not work against yourself. Because God may be merciful to you when he wants to do some things that will make you great. And he sees that, look, this one will work against himself. He may stop it instead of you being destroyed. You may be gracious. You're going to cry unto the Lord that any attempt, Lord, any attempt in my life, any attempt that I want to take to destroy myself, Lord, that will make me, Lord, that will make my heart to be lifted up against you. Oh God of heaven, deliver me. In the midst of the year, as you walk in your supernatural way, I will not lift my heart to destruction. I will not lift my heart to destruction. When pride enters into your heart, when your heart is so strong, is so stubborn, is when your heart is so stubborn and hardened, when things you think things of God is nothing, when the presence of God does not make any meaning to you, when you look at God as if it is your mate, when you think God is your mate, when you look at God and say, this God, what is it that he's going to do? And that is when your heart is lifted against destruction. You want to say today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, you will deliver me. My heart will not be lifted up to destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus, as you move in your power, I will cooperate with you. I will cooperate with you. I will cooperate with you in this new year by your grace and your mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, King of glory. We worship you. We exalt you. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Have your seat. It's my pleasure again to welcome you to the first faith clinic of the year 2020. And I'm trusting the Holy God of heaven that is going to be a turning around in your life. The Lord of heaven will do more than what you think or what you are going to make requests for. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, we've been looking at this year, at the year of our what? Our year of our establishment and settlement. And that was the word or the message the Lord gave to us for this year. And again, the Lord told us to deal with one primary issue, which the Lord told us that it is one major thing that your people must be delivered from. And that was what? Issue of what? Foundation. Can we say it again? Foundation. Issue of foundation. So this morning, because it is issue of foundation, I'm going to plead with you. And I will tell you the reason why I'm pleading with you. Please connect totally, 100%. No distraction. Because issue of foundation is a
strong oath. It's an issue that Yoruba says, Akifi ojuboro gbomo lowo ekuro. If you know the meaning, I would interpret it. You cannot take kernel seed. You cannot extract it easily. Kernel seed. You know kernel. You cannot. You know, maybe if you can use your teeth to break it, maybe you can try it. When you get home, if you look, take a kernel and crush and remove the, and see whether how easy it will be. Because the issue of foundation is an issue that you cannot trace the root except God of heaven brings light into it. And so, it is a war. So you have come to fight a war today. It is what? Please open your mouth. It is a war. So I will term it war against conflict from my foundation. That's what we want to deal with within the time frame that we have. War. And you know, you don't fight a war. When you are fighting war, war is you put in all that you are. That is why the scripture tells us that you put on the whole armor of Christ. We are not fighting against flesh or blood. We are, there are forces, powers, principalities, rulers of darkness that are there. And they are stronghold. In other words, they have been there. They could be there. No, by the reason of one thing or the other. It is a war that can bring them down. And that war, it can only be fought with the help of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, foundational matters are issues that require total determination. And I'm going to read the scripture to you. Total determination. Calling and cry. Seriousness. Holy anger. Holy anger. Because they have reasons. They have reasons why they are established in your life or in your family. Because they have, you know, they have moral ground. And so you can be saying, go. He will tell you, say, there are grounds. And what are those grounds? Because they are based on what? They are based on contracts. Contracts. So, when a contract has been made, it means before that contract can be broken, it means that you must be serious with it. You must provide a true legal ground before the court of heaven will say, this contract must be terminated. And if your life does not qualify for heaven to support your demand to destroy the contract, in other words, if your life is a life that is full of compromises and full of sin, no matter the cry you cry, heaven, God of justice is there. There is a contract that has been signed. Except Christ,
come and raise his blood for you. And say, yes, this contract can be terminated because of the blood, because this one is standing with me. The Lord will stand with you today. I said, the Lord will stand with you in the name of Jesus. Foundational issues becomes a hard thing because, as I said, it's an hidden matters, hidden issues that you yourself may not be conscious of, or you may not understand. You do not understand why. Give examples. You do not understand why you and your husband normally fight. Simple thing, quarrel. No peace. As one is taking it down, as the wife is taking it down, or husband is taking it up, the wife brings it down. It might be issues of reoccurrence of one sickness or the other. Every time, yeah, foundational. There could be issues of assaults. There are issues that except the Lord brings his light upon the dark areas of your life. May the Lord illuminate every dark areas of your life. That problem you saw last will be the last problem you will see. In the name of Jesus. That trouble in the family will be the last trouble that you had. In the name of Jesus, that sickness will be the last by the power of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, foundational issues are strongholds because the debt could be deep, that you may not know the depth except the Lord goes and brings it out for you. And what do I mean? When we are talking, that is the reason why we say it is war. It is not that you want to cut weed. Do you understand weeding? Weeding means, no, I'm not talking. I mean, you want to cut weed, you know, want to cut something on the surface. That's what I mean. Are you following me? It is uprooting. And you know what it means to uproot? If you have iroko trees, some of us know what iroko trees are. Iroko trees are so strong and so stubborn. A number of our foundational matters are like that. They are like that. A number of our foundational issues, they are just like iroko. And a man that will remove iroko will be a man that dances, that will be joking. Huh? Do you know what iroko is? A number of us do not know. Oh, Marcel. Botanical, Milesia excessa. That is what we call iroko. It is the strongest, it's one of the strongest hardwood. Hardwood. They use it to do roofing.
so hard, so strong, and so big. It's always big. It's as big, sometimes it's bigger than like this. And before a man could cut it down, even if you are using saw, it may take time. And so you use a big machine to cut it down. And it takes time to cut it down. And if you are to uproot, it will take this, what do you call it, this fork, this machine that they normally use to uproot trees. It may take them a long time to uproot because it is deep. Some foundational issues are deep or deeper than our understanding. And when foundational issues are deep or deeper than our understanding, you need help of the Lord. And that is why in the scripture, 2 Samuel chapter 22, let's look at it. Let's look at what our God himself did. When matters got to a point, and I will read because of the time, I will read from verse 7 to 19, not to 18. Please just follow me. It's a long verse, our love verses, but we just want to bring out some things in order for us to. The Bible says, in my distress, I call upon the Lord and cry to my God. I call upon the Lord and I cried unto my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Verse 8. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of heaven moved and shook because it was wrought. Something made the foundation of heaven and the whole earth to shake and move. Why? What was it? God's wrath. God was wrath. Something must make the foundation of your life to move today. Something must shake the foundation of your life today. God must be annoyed by the reason of your cry against the foundation of evil that has been following you all the while. That this year you are not going to permit that foundation to stay again. The Bible says there's no foundation again that can be built except what the Lord has built. The foundation that the Lord has built for us this year is a foundation of establishment and settlement. Any other foundation becomes null and void. But it will take a man who will walk with the Lord and who is ready to cry unto the Lord. Who will come out, will allow the Lord to be annoyed and angry with the foundation of his life. The Bible says the foundation of heaven did what? Moved. They moved. They moved. Foundation of heaven could move. If foundation of heaven could move, why will your foundation not move today? Don't tell me. Say it. I don't know what is the ground. If you permit God, if foundation of heaven could move, what will hinder your foundation not to move today? Huh? Nothing. The scripture says the heaven moved and shook because God was wrought. God was wrought. The Lord will, the wrath of the Lord will shake and destroy all evil foundations today in the name of Jesus. Move ahead. Verse 9. There went up a smoke out of the nose of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devolved. Just as a result of the wrath of God, because the foundation was needed to be moved. A number of things needed, and you know, a number of things are to move in your life today. They must move. You must put a final stop upon their operations today. Enough is what? You can't speak. Enough is what? They have done so much that they must expire. And the scripture says, and the fire out of his mouth devolved, coals were kindled by it. Go ahead, because we are going still far. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. God was seen. And he made darkness pavilions when the Lord was annoyed with the foundations. Round about him, dark waters, thick clouds of the skies. Verse 13. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered it. The Lord thundered it from heaven. The Lord has to thunder today. And that is the reason why I have called you for war. Are you prepared for this war? Are you going to be on God's side this morning? The Bible says the Lord thundered from heaven and the Most High uttered his voice. Everything must hear the voice of the Lord. And what will happen then? Let's go to verse 15. And he sent out arrows and scattered them. All the troublers, he scattered them. It's true. He sent the arrows, and we send the arrows into every foundation issues in your life. The Lord will send arrows to them. He will send his arrows upon them. He will send the arrows and scatter them in the name of the Lord Jesus. And lightning and discomfited them. And what happened? Those things that you were unable to see before. And the scripture says, and the channels of the sea appeared. The channels of the sea appeared. So many things will appear. Those things that have been hidden from ages shall appear. Those things that the enemy has covered for a long period and has made you to be blind to your glory, to your breakthrough, to your blessing, to your joy. Those things shall appear. The veil shall be broken today. The veil shall be broken today. The Bible says, and the channels of the sea appear. The channels of the sea in your life must appear today. All form of hardness, difficulty. When channels of the sea, when the sea open, you know, the ground becomes soft, the air becomes soft, everything becomes soft, because the channels of the sea, they will appear to you. But I seek for your cooperation with the Lord today, that the enemy will not have a legal ground. And the scripture says the foundations of the world were discovered. Those foundations will be discovered now. That wrong foundation, evil foundation, foundation of witchcraft, foundation of familiar spirit, a sensuous foundation, all the foundational problems that have been troubling your generation and troubling your family, troubling your life, that have been, you know, putting fire upon your life and making a life to be a hard thing, stubborn issues, bitter experience, having clusters of bitterness
Instead of having cluster of joy, the enemy has made you to drink gall waters. Because of the poison from the serpentine world that the enemy has introduced into your family. When the enemy, the serpentine introduced poison to your family, now in your ikoro lati beloni. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As we are going to pray, I'm still pleading with you that you will shift your ground. You will shift your ground today. As the Lord will move, as the Lord will shake, so you yourself must move. Move! Shift your ground to God's side. Hardship and trials must end in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When mountains, if the Lord could move, and when he moved, the foundation of the universe, that was hidden, what became open, the channels were open. There is nothing in your life that is hidden again. There is nothing. Even if your parents could not explain the reason why things are like this, I want to tell you, can tell them that the Lord Jesus will discover. He will discover the channels, the root, the source, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was talking about this channel. Let's look at verse 16, May 17. And he sent from above, he took me and he drew me out of many waters. The Lord is going to bring you out from the water of trouble, turbulence. He's bringing you out from the water of failure, from the water of hardship. He's bringing you out by the name of the Lord Jesus. He sent from above. The Lord will send from above. The power of the Most High God will draw you, will pull you out, will pull you up in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says he drew you out of verse 18. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Today, all the enemies that have been strong and stronger than you, Jesus will make you stronger than your enemies today. This year, you shall be stronger. You shall be stronger. You shall be stronger than your enemies in the name of Jesus. You shall be stronger. And says, from them that hated you, those who hated you before, all those who hated you before, they become people who will be running after you and begging for your approval on things. They will be begging. They will be looking for you, searching for you, calling you. This year, as the Lord wants to do something great, I'm trusting the Lord. I know that as we open up unto him, is going to deal with all these foundational issues in our lives. He's going to deal with all these foundational issues. I've told you that you are called now for war. You are called for war. If you know or you think you cannot fight this war today, I give you permission to please, I excuse you. You can go out. I'm better first with your faith. Maybe in the next 30 minutes or 40 minutes, you can come back. Huh? If you know that you can't fight this war, that is everything bare, you are afraid. But today is going to be war. And you are going to rise on your feet now.
You want to rise on your feet now. First major thing that you need to do. Before, I don't want the enemy to have any legal ground in anywhere. It's to cry for mercy from the Lord. You are not going to provide any legal ground for the wicked in any area. The accuser of our brethren, of the brethren, cannot have a stake in our life this year. It cannot have a stake. It must not have any stake. No stake. It's not a stakeholder in our lives. Every area of your life, you want to empty it. You want to plead for mercy. You want to plead for mercy. You want to cry that the Lord, mercy, oh gracious Father, will be merciful to me. You'll be merciful to me. That whatsoever might be any ground that the enemy may want to stand today, whatsoever might be any claim, whatsoever may be any legal claim or legal ground, by the reason of the precious blood of the Lamb, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I plead for mercy. Lord, I cry and I empty myself. I cry for pardon. I cry for mercy. That in the name of the Lord Jesus, no legal ground will be able to stand. Whatsoever the demand in the realm of the Spirit, whatsoever the claim they are making concerning my life, concerning my generation, concerning my future, concerning the claim the enemy is making, Lord, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am pleading today. I am crying. You use your blood. You remember your blood. You remember your blood for my sake. Remember your blood. Remember your blood. You remember your blood in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have remember his blood. You know your ways that are wayward. You know your ways that you know the sin. You know the iniquity. You know your unseriousness, your relationship with God, the way you have been moving. You have been taking God for granted. You know all the manner of things you've done, all the things, your disobedience. You know your stubbornness. You know your people have told you. You have been struggling with God. You do not even know. You do not understand. You do not even know. You are not ready to cry unto the Lord. It is all manner of the enemy closing your eyes or blocking your ears. But today, I am pleading with God's mercy. I'm pleading that the Lord will be merciful. The Lord will be gracious. The Lord will be merciful. It will overlook all our shortcomings. As Pastor prayed the other time, that the Lord will overlook. That the Lord will overlook. The Lord will overlook in his mercy. In his mercy. And deliver us. And cry and help us. And help us. Help us. Help us. Help us against our strong enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will be gracious. The Lord will be gracious. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Like to ask the Lord to empower you. We like to ask the Lord to empower you for this work. I want to say, God, this war, you are the one to fight for me. You are the one to fight for me. You are the one to fight for me. You are the one that will fight for me. You will take my case up. Lord, you will take my case up
irrespective of the claim of the pit from the pit of hell, irrespective of what they are claiming that I did, irrespective of what they are claiming that I have done, irrespective of what they are claiming that my father did, irrespective of what they are claiming my mother did, irrespective of what they are claiming my ancestors have done, Lord, you will rise for me. You will rise for me. You will rise for me today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, irrespective of the claim, whether my forefathers were occultic, whether my grandfather were occultic, they were idolatry, whether whatsoever they are claiming to say that I'm qualified to do to be under subjection. Lord, your mercy will speak for me today. You will remember mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In Jesus' name we are prayed. As you receive the power of the Most High God, as you receive grace, as the flow of the power of the anointing flow upon you, open with me Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. I'm going to read lots of our time. I will read only one verse, but time will not permit us. We wanted to read it to 31 before, but only one verse there. Chapter 32, verse 22. For if fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the heart with her increase, and set on fire the foundation of the mountains. The fire of the Lord. The visit when the Lord was wrought with, what his son David was going through. God visited the channels, and the channels were open. Today, God will visit all the foundation of mountains in your life. Amen. The foundation of troubles in your life. Amen. Go to declare war. Go to cry. The fire of the Lord will visit this foundation in my life. This foundation, this trouble in my that I've been going through, this matter must be resolved today. You got to cry unto the Lord. And you must cry to provoke God's anger upon your enemy. You must cry unto the Lord to provoke the anger of God over the enemy of your life, over the enemy of your health, enemy of your destiny, enemy of your family, enemy of your victory, the enemy that says what happened last year must also happen this year. It is not going to be a circle. That circle must break. That cycle must break. That cycle must break. That cycle must break. It must break today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The power of the Most High God, the fire of the Most High God must visit the foundation of the mountains in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Every mountain in this life, we are visiting you with God's fire. We come with the fire of the Lord. We come with the fire of the Lord to visit the foundation of delay, foundation of struggle, foundation of hardship, foundation of failure. What are you doing today? The fire, mighty fire of the Lord. Makata gaya kata baya kata, maraporia ka yekapa yakata, reporobo shaka yakata yaka, maria poria pako shekaya, reka baya koria kote, meka pondaya. Robos, Holy Ghost. Mm. 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 Mayaka probos, holy Mayaka Boria Bakoshekeye, Mayaka foundation of matters in the name of the Lord Jesus. Foundational problem, every foundational problem traceable to the spiritual wickedness. All foundational problems in the name of Jesus, from the generation, from house of wickedness, from witchcraft world, from familiar spirit world, from water spirit world, from Leviathan. Oh, Yemakata, Likalaba, we visit you, where the fire, 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 where the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Yemakusekaya, where mountains break, oh, channels of water must be seen. Let the channel be open in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost.
Those things that must be rooted out must be rooted. It must be rooted out. Let them root out. Root out. Yes, Lord. All you sickness of the old. Oh, sickness of the old must be rooted out. Yes, generational causes must be rooted out. Ancestral spirit be rooted out. No surface dealings. We are not dealing with any matter we know that the surface area. We are not dealing. We're going to visit the root, visit the foundation, visit the depth. Go to the depth. Let the power of the Most High God go to the depth. The altar belonging, the altar that they are servicing, the stronghold, the contract that has been made, let them be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. Contract, wherever, any contract working over this life, in this year, that contract cannot work again. That contract cannot work again. Katarabash, you can control your boss. Yes, Lord. Yemakabaya Baba. Yes, Lord. Yemosekelebos. Yes, Lord. Yemosakabalaba. Let the Lord set fire. Masataya. Yes, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every area the enemy has set his teeth. He has set his teeth, the teeth of the beast, to bite your life. That wherever the enemy has been biting you today, that teeth of the enemy must be worn out in the mighty name of Jesus. They must wall in the name of Jesus. Wherever the enemy has been biting you, the enemy has been biting your finances, biting your family, today, in the name of Jesus, we command by the authority of the power of the Lord, that teeth is biting, is cut into pieces, in the name of Jesus. Where every area where the enemy has set his teeth against your life, by the name of Jesus,
Reges kuma sendeli baba, rehega huri baba, mahura higa saula, rahuga shandali baba, hiri baba sahanda laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your eyes for 1 minute. Choir, please come here. Don't sit down. I just want to tell you something, and then we're going to round up. I can tell you that Lord is in this place. And because we're here today, the Lord will intervene in your situation. Amen. The Lord showed me a vision, or let me say, maybe two things, but one vision in two parts. And you know, I usually like to tell you what the Lord showed me, not giving you my own interpretation. You can then interpret it yourself. First, it's the same vision but in two parts. The first one, I saw that somebody or some people, you enter into a vehicle enthusiastically, rejoicing, and you are going. And suddenly the vehicle turned back and said, I'm not going again. If there's anybody that the enemy has planned, that you are starting any venture with joy this year, and the enemy is planning disappointment because you are here today, the Lord will remove that disappointment in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will disappoint the cancer of the enemy to disappoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. The division of evil, the vision of enemy to disappoint you this year, the Lord will disappoint it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The cancer of the enemy to frustrate you this year, the Lord will frustrate in Jesus' name. Amen. Then the second part, I saw someone trying to run ahead to make a progress. There's a place where to go. And as the person was, I don't know who the person is. And the person was running. Suddenly, we're about to get out. A barbed wire just appeared in front of him. Barbed wire. And the person just became dejected and was wondering, what do I do? Any obstacle that the enemy is trying to erect in your way this year, because you are in this service today, the Lord will remove in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And as the prayer was going on, I could then feel the anointing vibrating seriously in my two hands. And I was asking God, should I lay hands? And as well, the God just made that, no, don't need to lay hands. Just stretch your hands towards the people and break every yoke, because I'm the one who's going to do it. So we are going to take this song. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power
in the name of Jesus. There is power. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Break every chain, break every chain.
now begin to pray.
To break every chain.
Begin to pray that every chain that the enemy is trying to use to tie your life, we break now. Every chain, every obstacle, every barrier on your way, that now every chain of the enemy in our lives today, they have been broken by the anointing of the living God. Begin to pray. Manske popo, rakaska papa, rekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekekek
No disappointment is here. In the mighty name of Jesus. No frustration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every spiritual barbed wire that the enemy has erected on your way, today they are broken by the anointing of living God. Every spiritual barbed wire that the enemy has erected or start to erect in any department of your life this year, they are broken now. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to break them by the anointing of the living God. By the power of the Almighty God, by the name of Jesus Christ, Manka Tuliba, Raandu Seko, Rosoko, Rekekeke, Ragasubo, Rugogogo Soboliga, Ragagaga Sapalega, Ragagaga Sapapa, Ragagaga Skepo, Rogogogo Soboliga, Ragagaga Skandalaba, Ragagaga Sandalaba, Ragagaga Skendologo, Rogogogo Soboliga Sanalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord said the yoke is broken by the anointing. Yeah. Stretch your hands toward the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as your people stretch out their hands towards heaven, as they stretch the hands towards you, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, the anointing will flow from the throne of grace and break every chain in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Any disappointment, frustration that the enemy might have planned for you concerning any venture, concerning anything you lay your hands upon to do, concerning any area of your life, today the Lord will disappoint the counsel of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. Every spiritual barbed wire that the enemy has erected in your way this year, any spiritual barbed wire that the enemy might even plan to erect your way this year, by the reason of the anointing, they are broken, they are destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. The fire of God will melt down those spiritual barbed wires in the mighty name of Jesus. The counsel of the Lord will disappoint the counsel of the devil regarding your lives this year in the mighty name of Jesus.
The Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us a victory again and again. The Lion of Judah has broken. He has given us a victory again and
again. The Lion, the Lion,
the Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us a victory again and again.
Oh, the Lion,
the Lion of Judah has broken every yoke. He has given us a victory again.
Oh, the Lion,
the Lion of Judah
victory again and again.
By the reason of the anointing, every yoke regarding your life, regarding every department of your life, is broken in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare unto you, move into your victory.
Amen.
I declare to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, move into your dominion.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we have prayed.